How many are glad that Jesus rose from the dead? How many are glad that he has conquered the grave and by that conquering has promised that you as well shall conquer the grave and live forever? If you're happy about that, let me see your hands. God is completely and totally awesome. You know, he is just an incredible God, and what an amazing honor it is to know him and to serve him. I'm going to ask you to please take your Bibles and open up, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. This morning, I want to cover with you a little bit about the importance of God's Word, the importance of God's Word. And as we look at this, I want us to just take a moment and reflect in our own lives and ask ourselves, you know, how are we doing when it comes to studying, truly studying the Word of God? Is the only time we get attached to the Word when we walk in these doors? If so, we're going to be spiritually anemic. We're going to be very weak in our spiritual walk. But if we get into the Word of God and do some study and ask the Lord to give us light and encouragement and help through His Word, He will bring about a stronger spiritual base in our lives. And it'll be a spiritual base that'll be unshakable. I want to share with you just basically four things this morning. I want to share with you the fact that God's Word is divine because God is divine. Secondly, God's Word is dependable because God is dependable. Third, God's Word is dynamic because God is dynamic. And then number four, God's Word is durable because God is durable. So let's look at these things. I wonder if you'd look with me at 2 Timothy chapter 3, the 16th verse for just a moment. Verses 16 and 17, I'm sorry. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you today for your Word. We thank you for its importance. And we ask, Lord, that we would allow your Word to fill us to overflowing. That you would allow your Word to make our lives adjusted in a way that we live lives that honor you. Father, we ask that you would help us to understand your Word a little more clearly, that you would help us to apply your Word a little more diligently. And we ask, Father, that you would allow your Word to search us out and to bring about changes that are necessary for us. And Father, we'll give you thanks for that. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. The beginning of these verses talk about the fact that all Scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable. You know, if we were just to stop there and consider what this is saying, this is a bold declaration. It is bold when we consider the fact that this word by the Apostle Paul is not a supposition. You know, and it's not a little bit of conjecture. He's not saying, I think that the Word of God can help you. Instead, he's saying the Word of God is. And the reason that it is because of whose Word it is. Notice the very first thing, God's Word is divine, because God is divine. As God breathed these words into the various authors, some 40 authors of the Bible, as His Holy Spirit moved upon these writers, as He breathed into them what they were to write, He was breathing into them the very essence of who He is and the very directions that we need in order to live lives that honor Him. You know, God has some expectations for you and I. If we're going to be a part of His family, He's going to expect us to resemble Him. Have you ever run into anybody and you thought, man, she is her mother's child, or he acts just like his dad? Someone came up to me. Well, I'll tell you who it was. It was my daughter, Emily. And my daughter, Emily, had gone to one of the basketball games last year that my son was coaching here at Corey. And when she went to that game, after the game, she said, you know, she said, Jake, you have become dad. To the point that you pull up your pants the same way. Now, it's kind of sad that that becomes the identity of my son. I feel sorry for him. And yet, you know, there is a part of me that swells with a little bit of fatherly pride. I'd like him and I want him and I pray for him to set his sights higher. But you know, as a father, I still feel that pride. And the fact that he is pursuing the will of God in his life just fills me with joy. And you know, when we follow the Father, He swells with pride. He is proud to be able to call us His children. And the Word of God shows us throughout the Word the divine will of God, because He is divine. It shows us the very principles that we ought to be living our lives by in order that we can reflect Him into this world. The purpose is not to reflect ourselves, but to reflect Him. Who do we want to be like? As we look around this world, do we want to be like the world? I have been receiving some bizarre mailings lately. I'm sure no one here is getting them, but I have been getting them. They are from a guy named Warren Jeffs. Has anybody here ever heard of Warren Jeffs? You should have. He's been in the news a lot within the last year. He is the president of the Mormon Church. Was arrested for plural marriages and in fact convicted of some of those liaisons now with his marriages with minor children. And these writings, I've gotten three of these manuals are about this thick that are filled with the judgments of God getting ready to fall on the United States of America, on Canada, on Central America, on South America, and on almost every continent in this world because he is being persecuted. And these, he claims, are the words of Son Ahman, A-H-M-A-N, more commonly known as Jesus Christ. I got this stuff, and I'm going, why in the world did I get this? And so my curiosity got the best of me, and I opened up the front cover of the very first one. It says, these mailings are being sent to every library and every fundamental church in the United States of America and Canada and Central America and South America. That we need to join together for his release. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to identify with that. I would rather reflect God and not reflect the type of perversion that Warren Jeffs is involved in. But you see, he's more concerned about his physical freedom than he is about the truth. He is more concerned about being set free from those bars than he is about being set free from the spiritual bondage that he's wrapped up in. There's only one thing that can set him free, and it's not the Book of Mormon. It's not the Doctrine and the Covenants. It's not these prophecies that he is supposedly having a daily meeting face-to-face with Jesus on. It's about the Word of God. That's what will set him free. Because the Word of God is divine and it is powerful. And it will change the heart and the life with truth. And so the Word of God is divine. And that's a part of the reason we should involve ourselves in interaction with it on a daily basis, not just a weekly basis. Secondly, the Word of God is dependable because God is dependable. We read in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In other words, Lord, your word will never change. It is going to forever be consistent, even in heaven. And that consistency is going to really make people more into the image of Christ. You know, books are read by the millions throughout this world. And while many are good and many are helpful, and I don't want to degrade that, many books as well are morally destructive and they literally belong in the trash. And we should be cautious what types of things that we read. We should be cautious by making certain that we involve ourselves instead with the Word of God. It is comforting to know that there is one book that is dependable that will never lead us astray. And that book is the Word of God. It is dependable. And it will last for eternity. And we can be grateful for what God does. The third thing is that God's Word is dynamic because God is dynamic. Hebrews chapter 4. The 12th verse tells us that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's quick. That means that it works suddenly. It works instantly when it's embraced. It is powerful. It will separate from our lives that which is contrary to the will of God and contrary to what God wants for us. It is powerful. There is nothing that can stand up against it. The Word of God is so strong that it penetrates even the heart and the mind of an individual. I was considering martyrs the other day, and I've looked at various reports of things that are taking place and throughout this world, and how in areas like Somalia, areas like Turkey, like Pakistan, several other areas that are very, very strongly Muslim controlled. And, you know, they're such gentle people anyways. Ask Dan Pearl, you know, the guy that got his head cut off with a knife on TV. This is the kind of garbage that's going on. Folks, that's not an unrelated case. And that's not a rare thing. It's happening all the time in Muslim countries. This Sharia law type of a thing that so many want brought here to the United States of America, or to allow certain areas of America to be under Sharia law, not under our national law. But I've looked at some of what these martyrs have had to say. And to a person, when they're denying that Islam is right, when they are saying, look, God is truth, and I'm going to trust in Him, Jesus Christ is the Savior. You see, the Word of God has penetrated their lives to the point that they are willing to die, and it doesn't matter what someone might do to the head, they cannot separate from the heart the Word of God. That's how powerful it is. They can separate us from this life, but they can't separate us from Christ. And they can't separate us from eternal life. They might be able to kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul, because the Word of God has taken us captive. That's how powerful this Word is. That's why we should interact with it each and every day. And then finally, God's Word is durable because God is durable. Luke chapter 21, verse 33 says this, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." This is Jesus talking. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And, you know, from the time that Jesus spoke those words, there have been those who have tried to discredit Him. They have tried to diminish Him. They can't do it. It's kind of interesting. I wonder how many of us, and there will be someone, I'm sure, how many here can remember what King Edward said? Okay, let's try something else then. How many here can remember what let's think of some great Okay, how many here can remember what Adolf Hitler said? Wow. How many here can remember what Stalin said? How many here remember what Jesus said? His word is enduring. It is durable. No one will be able to destroy the word of Christ. But you know what? The words of men are going to pass away. There are interesting little statements that people will hear and they will remember who said it. I'll give you one. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Who said that? John F. Kennedy. What was his next line? No one remembers. You see, it's little things that we can gain from people. But the Word of God, we will remember. When Jesus spoke, we will remember. And we will be able to recall the teachings of Jesus when we need them. I'm going to be honest with you. If there were people who walked in here right now and asked me to deny the words of John F. Kennedy, I would say, you got it. So I really don't care. But if they asked me to deny my faith in Jesus Christ, I would say, no. And in my mind and in my heart would be what Jesus has declared. That's how important the Word of God is. That's how durable. You know, the Bible isn't just a book for decoration on a coffee table. The Bible is not just a book to make our library look fuller. The Bible is the direct communication of God to man that we could live for Him. We should pay attention to it. Let's stand. God's Word is important. Important enough that He has invested Himself in it and that He has made it known and available to you and I. Let's make certain that we involve ourselves in God's teaching. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the truth that comes from the Scripture. We thank You for the way that Your Holy Spirit takes Your Word, applies it to our hearts, and then helps us to recall it at those moments of need. Lord, we thank You for the way that Your Word penetrates us and divides from us or separates from us that which is unhealthy and unwholesome for us, so that we have to walk directly against Your Word to even commit sin. And so, Lord, help us, instead of walking away from Your Word, help us to walk in it. Father, fill us with Your grace and with Your glory. Fill us with Your Word that we might accomplish Your will in our personal lives and in this world as we interact with it. Father, we love you and we thank you for your great love for us. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus today.